This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now is not the time to be mad or pissed at Miles. Years ago, if you wanted to be mad or pissed at him, that's when it was. He's 9 years into the league, guys. He's never changed. He is who he is. He's a sack machine. He's a fair enough guy. He just ain't a leader. He's the best player on your team, so that's why he gets a C on his chest, but that's it. But C's are meaningless here. They took it off of Nick Chubb. They gave it to Deshaun Watson. Is Deshaun Watson a leader? Hell no. So what's it matter?
Oh, wait a second.
What's it matter?
Is Deshaun at voluntary OTAs?
I don't know, Anthony. You're going to have to find out from somebody. I have no idea, Tone. Hey, man, if Nick's upset about it, I'm glad he's upset about it. Did you feel jerked around by Miles during the offseason? Maybe you did. Just because you had to go through the whole, because it did make it feel a little bit worse. Like, hey, because I did say, like, welcome to the rebuild, because I thought that they were just going to have to trade him. I didn't know that they were going to try to hold on to him and try to do two things at once, which was try to compete and also develop quarterbacks and try to get younger here and dig out of this hole that is the Deshaun Watson contract again, who they put the C on his chest for.
I will say this. I did notice that there's a contingent of fans, and this happens in every fan base. They get mad that the media brings up who is at OTAs, brings up attendance at all. I do notice there are fans that get mad at us for even talking about it.
I think in some positions, it's extremely important.
But, well, yeah, okay, so explain.
I think at quarterback, it's obviously extremely important. Yeah. If I were a Steelers fan right now, and it's the same thing when Aaron Rodgers elected to go to Egypt instead of, what was it, right, the OTAs or the camp. Either way, it's not the right move. For a guy who's supposed to be all in, that's not the right move.
Well,
you're a quarterback.
Most especially everything. If you've never been there before, yes, and you're working with either, yes, new assistants or just a new coaching staff for you, yeah, because you're new. But I do notice this gets brought up from time to time. Why do you guys wait? Super Bowls aren't won and lost in OTAs. But then there are also the fans.
I think the Philadelphia Eagles certainly believe that Super Bowls are ones won and lost in OTAs. I don't know. My team's never been to a Super Bowl, so I wouldn't know yet.
It is funny because I noticed Minnesota Vikings, you know, I follow one of their beat writers, and he was noting that everybody was at Minnesota's OTAs. Like, they got 1,000%. Everybody was there. And I noticed the responses were culture. That's why we have the culture that we have. Love this. Love that our coach has established this. So if Kevin Stefanski came on today and said, actually, today, day three, right? Because yesterday was day two. Day three, everybody showed up. Wouldn't fans say, oh, okay. Wouldn't fans start to say, wow, that's good. That's, maybe we are building something. So you, like, can't have it both ways. You can't rip the media for bringing up attendance, but then be the first to pounce on, hey, everybody's here. Look, Myles Garrett got on a jet and he showed up because of what, yeah, was said yesterday. Like, you got to make up your mind whether you think it matters at all or not.
I think when people don't want to hear something that could be taken as bad news for the future, then they're going to rip people for bringing it up. I think that being at OTAs, if OTAs weren't important, then they just wouldn't have them. The CBA would fight against them. The players union would fight against them.
What if Kevin Stefanski was going to give a press conference today and media's kind of showing up going, well, it's easy to get a parking spot today. Oh, actually, nobody showed up. 0% showed up to voluntary OTAs. Wouldn't fans be a little alarmed that nobody showed up?
I think that would probably be a problem there.
So,
but I think that
we're just crafting opinions,
yeah,
based on what makes us feel better.
Like, I'm hearing some things, and I'm going to get to the phones. 216-474-0092. Should Miles be at OTAs? Can Miles still be a leader? That horse to me left the barn years ago. I don't expect leadership out of Miles Garrett. I expect sacks out of Miles Garrett. That's what I expect. And so far, he gives me what I expect. So am I going to rip his play on the field? Mm-mm. The whole thing about Mason Graham will end up being a better player because he's playing next to Miles Garrett. I'm sure that Myles Garrett isn't going to turn his back and shun Mason Graham if Mason has any questions. So I tend to agree with what Peterlin says, but I just want to look at the common sense of what this is and say Mason Graham is going to be playing against an all-time great defensive player, or playing with an all-time great defensive player. That should open up opportunities for Mason Graham. On the other side of him, Obo Okoronkwo, Isaiah McGuire, it should open up opportunities for those guys. But if Miles goes out there and starts to put in a poor performance, then yeah, it's going to be open season. But until he does that, he goes out there, he sacks guys 14 to 16 to 18 times a year, whatever the numbers are. He is the best defensive player that we've had in the history of the franchise. He has been every bit the number one overall pick that you took. You did not take him for leadership. I don't believe that that was ever a big type of thing that they were looking at. And if it was, then maybe it was just lip service for the fan base. And that was it. Saying that it was the Cleveland Canton thing, I don't know. It seemed that everybody agreed with him over Andrew Berry over that. That was the wrong thing for Andrew Berry to say because it seemed like it was a line in the sand. And he knows as much as anybody. It's a zero-sum game. You either have him or you don't. So I really felt that they were going to, when he made that decision to go public with it, I just thought that they were going to say, damn the torpedoes, eat the terrible, terrible, terrible dead cap space on that and trade him for first round picks that they would be able to get from him. Now, I mean, it was a very, very, very difficult contract to move before. Now it's impossible to move. So now you have him. Okay, well, he knows that. He knows that. And you can watch him like a hawk all year. If he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, go ahead. 216-474-0092 every Monday morning. Rip him up and down. Rip him up. If he goes out there and he has a poor performance, rip him up and down. Well, but I'm not going to say, well, he told me this and then he didn't do this as a leader. He's never told me anything that says he's going to be a great leader on this football team because he never has been. I don't expect that from him. It's been 9 seasons. The leopard doesn't change his spots. Sorry. Some guys, they get closer to the end of the line, and leadership means more. Personal ownership of the organization that they're a big part of means more. Ain't that guy. He ain't that guy. He's in Tokyo now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Traveling abroad. Okay, as long as you show up and play exceedingly well like you have been your entire career, that's what I expect. That's what the Browns have paid you for. But they ain't paying him to be Ray Lewis in the locker room. They ain't paying him to be Walter Payton and to get everybody up on the hill and have them running around. Name all the other great leaders that we've seen in the NFL in history. They're not paying him to be any one of those other guys. They're paying him to go out there and sack the quarterback and turn second and one into third and long and get this defense off the field. That's what they're doing. 216-474-0092. And I know that they said that, well, maybe we expect a little bit more leadership out of him. I'm sure they said that to make it look better. There's no way that they expected anything more when they signed him. Not a chance. Ernie in Old Brooklyn, you're next up on the Fan.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
Myles Garrett should be at those OTAs. The coaches should not make these voluntary. They should be mandatory. They're not going to get any place to a Super Bowl by having voluntary workouts. They've got to be mandatory, and the coaches have to start toughening up on this
situation.
Yeah,
it's a CBA thing, isn't it?
Well, that's a league union, or that's a players union situation. Minicamp is mandatory. That's why they have mandatory in the name. But OTAs, those are voluntary, yes.
Well, still, Myles Garrett should be there along with all the other veterans. That shows that they want to win, and by them skipping out on those OTAs, they're not doing themselves a favor. They're doing other teams a favor.
Ernie,
they need to practice and work together.
Hey, if this was a team that had Super Bowl aspirations, I agree with you, Ernie. Thank you very much for the call, but they're not, and again, their leadership is going to come from other people on that football team. It's not going to come from Myles Garrett. I'm sorry. And you've kind of already set yourself down the river with what you've done at the position of quarterback or at the position of captain in previous moves. Because I don't know, for guys who have been here for a long time, I don't know how much captain means to them. I don't know how much that means. You know, there's always the big story about, you know, who wears number 11 at Penn State, who gets to wear certain jerseys, why it's a big deal, why it's a big, big reason to be a captain with certain teams in college football and things like that. Why it's a big deal to be a captain of the New York Yankees, for crying out loud. This, I mean, good God, again, they took it from Nick Chubb, they put it on Deshaun Watson. I don't know what captain means to this group of veterans. I think it's just something that's put on a jersey. You got to have your captains, and they put them on their best players. Except in one big situation there. 216-474-0092. Ryland in Cleveland. You're next up on the Fan.
How you doing, man? I feel that, yeah, Myles Garrett is not looking to be a leader maybe, but he definitely needs to show up to any and everything because if he doesn't want to be a leader, he is a leader, though, just because of his name and his stats and everything like that. You know, he may not be paid to be a leader, but he needs, because it's a team sport. You can't just be out in Tokyo and expect you to Super Bowl in the next upcoming season, and you're not even with the team that's trying to.
But frankly,
you know,
this is tough. Ryland, I would say in Miles' heart of hearts, I don't think he expects them to be in a Super Bowl.
Every player wants to be in the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, they'll take it if they had the choice. If it were that easy.
I think that there are guys, Ryland, like I think that there are guys, and there may be guys on that football team who would do terrible things for that football team to be in a Super Bowl. I don't think Miles is one of them. I think Miles believes that if he goes out there, and Ryland, thank you very much for the call. If he goes out there and he gets his X amount of sacks and is in that conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, I've done my job. The rest of you do yours. That's where I think it is. I don't think that he's going to get everybody together and start. We did this with who was Anthony Walker Jr. I'm sorry, Lima. We knew there was a problem years ago with Anthony Walker Jr. Why is Anthony Walker Jr. doing a weekly press conference over the state of the defense? It was him on a series of 1-year contracts talking about the defense. You knew there was a problem then. Veteran presence. Sorry, was he not on his first big contract? Miles was?
So here's what I always wonder when it comes to Miles.
Nothing's changed.
Miles clearly has, you know, his group of guys that he associates with, maybe friends that are on the football team. And it's day one, and on day one, he's showing that he is very far away. A lot of people were drawing conclusions that it was intentional, that there was a symbolic nature of him showing.
Oh, yeah, somebody tweeted at me that it was a bleep you to the Browns. I go, no, wasn't he? He wanted to go on vacation. I don't think there was anything of a bleep you to the Browns. He signed his contract. I don't believe that the Browns signed him to an extension believing that he was all of a sudden going to be, it was going to be rah-rah and everybody was going to have to rally around Miles.
Well,
I don't think that for a second.
Because I saw that opinion too. Like there's a symbolic nature here. He is, you know, rubbing their nose in it. Like what does that accomplish? What does he get? Like, this was the team that gave him all the money. And he earned it. I mean, he absolutely earned all the money. But this is the team that did it. You would think, like, okay, maybe I'm just not going to do everything I can to show everybody in the world that I am not where my teammates are.
But you know
my
what?
My teammates are here. They're at least, granted, it's not the hardest work in the world. Voluntary minicamp, you guys saw the it's essentially a glorified walkthrough. I mean, the 7-on-7 passes that I saw Shador throwing and into the end zone that people were celebrating. I'm like, all right, this is the furthest away from actual football I can imagine.
But I tell you what does justify a lot of their frustrations here. Like, I thought the time to be actually mad over this was years ago, if you wanted to course correct any of this. But frankly, I think what's very frustrating for a lot of fans is that the fans themselves, the guys driving to work right now, the women who are Browns fans, it feels like they take it more seriously than they do. That they take it winning more seriously than the players on the football team do when they see stories like that. When they have to get their highest paid player, one of their highest paid players technically, to OTAs when he ain't going to be at OTAs. And it bothers them. To hear that is a bothersome thing going into a season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.